Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, April 7th edition. Hope you guys had a good Thursday. Small slate of action. Coors went nowhere. 1-0 game. The Freeland call worked. So did Josiah Gray, if you were feeling that one. But Lance Lynn got shelled. You needed the Giants. You needed the Giants. You need a little bit of a sprinkles elsewhere, as there was offense to be had, but not where anybody wanted it, to say the least. And Gossman, I told you, he was 81% owned. You needed to have him, most likely. Most likely you did, because 81% getting the free, like 25 to 30 points, is going to hurt in a big, big way. But Friday, it's opening day games for home openers for a whole new set of teams. So there's two games super early on its own mini slate. Then there's six games in the middle of the day, starts at 3:05 Eastern, 12:05 Pacific. And then there's five games in the evening, starting at 7:20 Eastern, 4:20 Pacific. So I'm going to preview the six game and the five game for you. We're going to go through it quick, though. We're not going to probably go as in-depth, but I'm going to roll through it. We're going to get you six and five game slate previews. So let's get crack-a-lack. And real quick, though, remember I'm on Twitter at BDENTREK, BDENTREK. Give a rate and review to all the podcasts I do. Bench with Bubba, Bubba, and Bloom. First Pitch Podcast, Always Pressing DFS, and, of course, MLB DFS Quick Hits. Check out my written content all over the place. Most importantly, at Gaining the Edge Fantasy, GTE Fantasy, on the old Patreon there, patreon.com/GTE Fantasy. For as low as $5, you can join. There's a lot of cool stuff coming our way. The four of us actually did something productive today and made quite a little upgrade that's coming down the pipeline at Game of the Edge Fantasy. So we're pretty pumped on it. So I recommend checking that out if you're ready to dominate your fantasy leagues. All right, let's get going. Five game early slate. Again, 3:05 p.m. Eastern, 12:05 p.m. Pacific time. Yeah, Reds, Philly, 7.5. Yankees, Orioles, 8.5. Astros, Twins, 7.5. Mariners, Guardians, 7. White Sox, Pirates, 8.5. Royals, Gigantes, 8. Just make sure you check the weather, because the Midwest and the East is still going to get pounded, folks. So it could be a little dicey. Pitching on this slate, Zach Wheeler's $9,400 at home against Cincinnati. I like that one a ton. The Reds will strike out a bunch. You're at a Great American Small Park. Citizens Bank is still a tough ballpark. But I don't mind Wheeler. You don't have to pay for him, I'll say, but I do like him. You honestly could probably save $500 and roll the dice with Lucas Giolito at Pittsburgh. It's a great pitcher's ballpark in Pittsburgh. It's a Pirates team that, after a big first game in Boston, kind of quieted down a bit. Even Nick Pivetta was decent. $8,900 for Giolito. You can live with that. You can live with that for sure. Logan Gilbert's interesting versus Cleveland. I'd rather pay $8,300 for Aaron Savale against Seattle. And Seattle's got some sticks. We know J-Rod and company. Savali's good. He's really good. We rolled with him last time out. Talked about him a ton in the offseason, especially with Ryan Bloomfield on Bubba and the Bloom. And just talked about the pitch mix changes and just adjustments he made in the second half last season. If you're a believer in like Stuff Plus and some of these advanced metrics, Savali rates very, very high. He was great in his early first start. There could be hiccups for Savali. We're very aware of that. But a home start here in Cleveland against Seattle at $8,300, I like it a lot, to be honest. Going down cheaper, though, it gets murky. You can roll the dice on Hunter Green. He's at a Great American Small Park. The Phillies' offense has been pretty woeful, to be honest. It's had a couple games here and there in like Texas to start the season, but they went to New York and got pretty much shut down by, you know, Kay Garrett Colt. That's fine. But there's some other pitchers you thought, like Herman and company, they'd have some fun with. Not really. Not really at all. So a guy like Hunter Green in a tournament, sure. Love Alex Cobb at 74. Just be careful. I don't know how deep he's going. I'm going to wait and try to get some more reports. Like this is his first start of the year. He got pushed back here. He made like a kind of a start in a simulated game to see how he was doing. And here he is at $7,400. Could be a great price tag. Not going to deny that. That could be fun. And then there's two discounts you're going to look at here. First one that's going to go overlooked is Brad Keller at 67 at the Giants. I mentioned it on yesterday's show. The Giants are Jekyll and Hyde. They're going to get shut down and strike out. They're striking like 40% of the time as a team. So you can slice and dice this team, or they can score 16 runs at all the home runs. In the three games against the White Sox, they scored 31 runs and a boatload of home runs. It's ridiculous. This is not the Giants team, but this is why I mentioned on Thursday's show that it's boom or bust. So it makes targeting their bats entertaining. It also makes rostering pitching tough, but you're not paying a premium. That's what I'm interested. Brad Keller, $6,700. And I mentioned that stuff plus metrics and whatnot. Keller is one of the top surprises you'll see on that sheet. He pitched really, really well for Brad Keller standards. And also, when you look at Lance Brzdowski, he's doing a really cool thing, talking about pitch mix changes and like just pitch mechanics changes day to day with pitchers that threw that day, kind of recaps them. Brad Keller is working on new pitches, and they've kind of slowly been developing, which is good to see. Like, he only went 4 2/3, 5 hits, 2 runs. He had the 4 walks, but 6 Ks. 6 Ks is big. 6 ground balls to 2 fly balls in his debut against Minnesota. You know, if he can cut back, maybe instead of 4 walks, do 2 walks, maybe throws another strikeout that way, gets you 5 or 6 innings in the W. It's interesting. So when you're punting with Brad Keller at 67 in San Francisco, I can see the appeal. It's risky, but I think it's definitely worth the punt that'll go pretty much unowned on this slate, because everyone's going to punt with Clark Schmidt. And I get it. He's a beast. I love him. You're in Baltimore. Good ballpark to swing it in, especially if his left hand sticks. I don't mind if you want to go Clark Schmidt. I think Brad Keller is a very intriguing pivot off of Clark Schmidt. That's where I'm going to lie with that one. But if you're recapping the pitching here, Wheeler's fine, but I think I'm going to save some scratch. Like Giolito at 89, I can get behind. I like Savali at 83. Hunter Green's interesting at 76. If we find out Cobb's good for like 5 or 6 at $7,400, I'm in. Then you got Keller at 67 with Schmidt at 64. So narrowing it down, it's Giolito, Savali, and Keller for me. But there's a ton of options on this slate, and it'll be all highlighted nice and clean for you on the cheat sheet at Gaining the Edge. All right, bats on this slate. We got the catcher's position for you here. JTR, if you are fading Green, is interesting because JTR could pop off in that ballpark at 5K. Otherwise, you're saving some money, and you're sliding down the price tags below 4K here. You got Ryan Jeffers maybe at 29 versus Urquidy. If Jeffers gets to start, that could be an option for you. Higashioka, if he gets to start for the Yankees, he's $2,500 versus Kramer. I can see that being interesting. If you're not using Savali, you got some options like with Cal Raleigh and company, but I'm a Savali dude, so I'm going to try to stay on brand there. Basically, check and say if Yainer Diaz gets in Houston's lineup at $2,100, I'll just keep playing that punt play. Blake Sable's your dude, though. Catcher outfit eligible. He's 2K. 2K versus Brad Keller. Just punt catcher. Either pay up for the elites or punt catcher with Blake Sable at $2,000. Sable went deep on Thursday for his first career home run. Play him at $2,000 because the dude can hit and he's playing every day. So enjoy. First base position for you now. You got Ty Francis playing well. Ryan Mountcastle. Baltimore's a good contrarian stack because as good as Clark Schmidt can be, might not go deep into the game. Most Baltimore bats can pop off, especially in that ballpark in Cannon Yards. So Mountcastle at 48 is intriguing. Cheaper options, though, Anthony Rizzo as well is intriguing in that ballpark. And Dean Kramer at 43, that's got a lot of appeal at that price point. I like that a lot for Anthony Rizzo. If you're fading Logan Gilbert, and Logan Gilbert's good, you know where I stand on this. Josh Naylor's only $3,800, and I love Josh Naylor. A fun play. I mentioned Andrew Vaughn against Alex Wood. It was kind of sketchy. Well, now you get Andrew Vaughn versus Rich Hill. $3,800. That's much more wheelhouse type stuff. So keep an eye on him. You'll get Jake Berger in the lineup as well. He's first base, third base eligible at 34. He's been filling in for the injured Eloy Jimenez, and he should be DHing versus left-handed pitching. So keep that in mind. The only thing is he might get pinch hit 4. So that's a bit of a sketchy situation. Lamont Wade Jr. is $3,300 for the Giants if you are fading Brad Keller. If you're fading Alex Cobb, which is not the worst thing to do because he might not go deep, might get a lot of Giants bullpen. It's sketchy. Vinny P, who's off to a very slow start to the year, is $3,200 versus Alex Cobb. The Royals as a whole have been pretty disappointing. Like Bobby Witt's starting to get going, but as a whole, that team is on the struggle bus. So keep that in mind. Going down super cheap, though, there's not a ton. Again, I mentioned it on Thursday, so if J.D. Davis is in the lineup, he's playing. We'll hit a grand slam on Thursday. I'll say it again. If J.D. Davis is in the lineup, he's a great hitter. He's a phenomenal hitter with a ton of hard hit rates. The contact is ridiculous. First base, third base at $2,100. The Giants are super cheap going up against Brad Keller, folks. Second base position, you got Gleyber Torres, who I love. He's $5,100. He's a phenomenal play. Don't mind Jonathan India in a tournament if Wheeler is struggling at 49. That's really nice. Same with Andres Jimenez at 46. But just pay for Gleyber at 51 if you can. Just pay for him. I already mentioned all the cheap guys you can play. Thairo Estrada, second base shortstop at 43. He keeps raking, stealing bags, scoring runs. Outstanding. Prefer him higher in the lineup. He's been all over the lineup every game. So he's got paid. Like he hit eighth on Thursday. He was hitting like third or cleanup. Like, he's all over the place. So keep an eye on him. But at 43, he's enticing. DJ LeMahieu should be hitting towards the top of the order, especially with the injuries of Josh Donaldson. He's first base, second base at $4,200. So there's a little upside there. David Villar had a monster game. He's in cleanup on Thursday. He had to double dong on Wednesday. He's second base, third base at 35 against Giants. Cheap on this slate. If Nick Gordon is hitting towards the top of Minnesota's lineup at $3,200 versus Rakiti, I don't mind it. I think that's got some appeal to us. Our buddy Mike Massey, who's back in the lineup with the righty on the bump, hopefully hitting like fifth. He's $2,300 versus Alex Cobb. So you can almost pay for two elite pitchers if you want, looking at all the discount on this slate. There's a ton. Third base position for here, J-Ram at 62 is always in play. Love me, J-Ram. Cheaper plays, though. When we get down to the fours, you got Eugenio Suarez, Alec Baum, tournaments only for those two. Brian Hayes as well in tournaments at 35 is a good price tag, though. If you're going to take the gamble, I like to take those cheaper guys with the upside that a guy like Brian has. David Villar is at 35 as well. I mentioned him already. I think there's a lot to like there with David Villar if he's in the right spot. The Giants order just flips around so much. It's not just Estrada. So keep an eye when that comes out, and that'll really dictate where your better value is with the Giants, like J.D. Davis at $2,100. Maybe he's in the lineup hitting fifth. Like, that's got a ton of appeal. He might be on the bench because it's a right-handed pitcher. You never know these days already with the Giants. Shortstop, Trey Turner at 61, sure. Tim Anderson at 55 versus Rich Hill is very nice. I wish that game was in Chicago, but I'll take my chances. Jeremy Pena at 51. I like John Gray, but we'll call it good. Bobby Witt Jr. at 47. Back down below 5K, folks. Keep enjoying it. That is a fun one there. I mentioned Thairo Estrada at 43. Jorge Mateo is a good tournament play at 41. He's been getting on base a lot. He's even got a couple home runs, but running like crazy. So Mateo at 41 against Clark Schmidt and company. Could be a nice GPP play. I don't think most will play him because they just see Mateo and get worried. He gets on and does so much damage once he's on base that it's a lot of fun with Mr. Mateo. Outfield position for you here. Judge is always in play. I mention that every time. But Yordan is only 58. Seth Mullins at 57 is outstanding because most won't pay for that with Yordan at 58 and J-Rod at 56. So that is a big, big play. If you think Reynolds is, if you think Giolito's broken, Brian Reynolds is 55. Love Kyle Tucker at 54. People listen to my season-long content. I add him as my third overall pick behind behind Acuna and J-Ram. I am a gigantic Kyle Tucker fan, and it's happening, folks. It is happening. I think Kyle Schwarber is a phenomenal GPP play. I think he goes to Pound Town on Friday. He went deep the other day in New York. He's $5,300 for his Hunter Green. First home game for Philly coming off that the World Series loss. It's going to be a pumped stadium in Philadelphia, so be ready for that one. Giancarlo's up to 5K. It's kind of taking a little bit of his luster away. Jake Fraley at 46 is still good, but again, I liked him when he was cheaper. But if you're stacking the Reds versus Wheeler, he's definitely in play there. Trevor Larnach's only 38 versus Rakiti. That's a really good play. Mike Yastrzemski is crushing baseballs, folks. He's $3,700 versus Brad Keller. So keep him on your list. Down farther, TJ Friedl is only $3,400. I like that a lot versus Wheeler, especially getting towards the top of the order. Miles Straw, similar to Jorge Mateo, is getting on base and running wild. He's $3,300 if you want to look that direction. Jared Kelenic's only $3,100. Not a bad value either. Going below 3K now. There's a ton of dudes every time. It just has not adjusted yet because that's what DK does. If Jolks makes the lineup for Houston, he's 24. Franchi Cordero's 24. Smith Enigma's 24. There's a ton down here. It's basically depends on lineup situation. As lazy as that sounds, it really does dictate that unless it's a full just YOLO punt. But I think like Blake Sable at 2K, that's your YOLO punt, but play him at catcher. That is ridiculous in that one. All right, recapping your pitching. Wheeler's fine if you want, but I'd rather save some money. Go Giolito at 89, Savali 83. You can go Gilbert, but I prefer Gio, Savali. Green's in tournament play, Cobb's in tournament play. Brad Keller and Schmidt are your punts. Again, if I just pick three, it's Gio, Savali and Keller, but that could all change as lineups and whatnot come out later. If I'm stacking up, I think Baltimore is a great contrarian stack versus Clark Schmidt. I really do, because A, Clark Schmidt's going to be massively rostered, which means Baltimore, B, will not be rostered. So I love Baltimore. I don't mind a game stack there. I think the Yankees are live as well, but I think Baltimore's a nice contrarian look. I think Cincinnati versus Wheeler is a contrarian look too. I like Baltimore side of that better. Philly's an interesting play too. But give me Baltimore stacking it up there. I think Minnesota's interesting, depending on the health and what that lineup looks like. I really like the White Sox versus Rich Hill. And then that Giants game in Kansas City, I want to use Brad Keller as a punt, but I also want to stack that game of afternoon games in San Francisco. The weather's going to be beautiful. That ball flies a lot more than you think. But Baltimore is a great stack, a game stack there with the Yankees. Philadelphia's not bad. Houston's always in play. And then the White Sox. It's a weird slate, a fun slate, though. Definitely to break down on this one.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, let's get crack-a-lackin' on your five-game evening slate starting at 7:20 p.m. Eastern time, 4:20 p.m. Pacific time. Chance of rain in Hotlanta. It's supposed to be nasty out there if you're watching the Masters. It's going to pick up, and Saturday's being a washout. So be prepared for that. But if you're looking at totals at this point in time, Padres-Braves is 9.5, so we hope that doesn't get rained out. Cardinals-Brewers, 8.5. Nats-Rockies-Coors Field at 11. Jays-Angels, 9. Dodgers-D-backs, 9. We have 5 games, 8.5 or better, 9 or better in 4 of the 5. Giddy up, folks. Giddy up. Pitching, Braden and Woodruff is 10K versus St. Louis. I love Woody. I'll pay the price. Kershaw's 97 versus Arizona. I like Kershaw more than Woodruff. I'll play them both and get all the value bats. I mentioned all the totals on this slate. I'm down with falling with the ship with Woodruff and Kershaw and just getting all the bats in the world. If you need to differentiate, if you're feeling like you need to do something different, fine. Yeah, fine. Maybe Patrick Sandoval at 85. Maybe Jack Flaherty at 75 versus Milwaukee, but Milwaukee's starting to heat up. Just give me Woodruff and Kershaw. I'm sorry, Woodruff and Kershaw. Let's not get cute. Let's get cute with the bats. And we'll talk about it. Here's the catcher's position for you on this slate. The Dodgers are going to be awesome. They're going to be expensive. Find value bats elsewhere, but Will Smith is 55 versus Mad Bum. Dodger stack for ZW coming on up, folks. But if you can't afford it, we must find something else. You got Elias Diaz and Coors at 35. Logan Ohape, if Bassett really is broken, this Angel stack's going to be beautiful. And Ohape, I absolutely love. He's $3,400 for Bassett. And Ohape's heating up. So keep him in mind as a cheaper play. Danny Jansen's 3K versus Patrick Sandoval. So he could be one for you. If you're fading Kershaw, though, because he will be the chalkiest pitcher on the slate, Gabriel Moreno at $2,500 is a very nice value in that situation versus Kershaw. First base position for you, Shohei at 61 is outstanding. So maybe we find some cheap pitchers and just go YOLO and then get all the bats. That's an option, too, like CJ Cronin, Coors versus lefty at 58. I like Ohtani a lot. Freeman versus Bumgarner, 56. I don't care, lefty, whatever. Matt Olson's Fuego. Hopefully that game plays, because if it does, he's $5,200 versus Martinez. Just, I mentioned it in a recent podcast. He's crushing baseballs. He's also striking out 42% of the time, so buyer beware. A few other cheapies, though. Nelson Cruz versus a lefty and Schuster at 39. That's always your go-to. Christian Walker's only 38 versus Kershaw. I like that a lot. And Rowdy versus Flaherty at 33 is outstanding savings. because I'm a huge Rowdy fan, and I think Flaherty is overrated. It's the next way I'm going to say it. So $3,300 for Rowdy is a phenomenal play. Phenomenal play on this slate. Second base, Mookie Betts is second base. Alfred Elliott weighs $5,900. The Dodgers are super expensive, as they should be, so be careful there. Don't mind Ozzy Albies either, but I love Betts if I have to at $59, but $1,300 cheaper for Albies, so keep that in mind as well. Some cheaper options, though. McMahon let me down on Thursday. I don't mind going back to the well there against the lefty at 42. Hung Sung Kim against the lefty Schuster at 3K is not too shabby, but Bryce Terang at 25 is awesome. He's second base shortstop eligible versus Flaherty. Really good spot there for Bryce Terang. That's who I would have circled at this point in time at second base. Third base for you now. We keep it the trainer rolling here. You got Machado versus lefty Schuster at 56, Riley at 54. I like that Machado play pretty much at that one, but Matt Chapman has been scorching hot with the barrels and whatnot. A big game is coming. He's 44 versus Sandoval. Not sure it's against Sandoval, but it's coming, so keep that in mind. Longoria versus Kershaw at 35 if you're feeling really desperate, but I'd rather go like, if you're just going to punt the position, third base outfield, Brian Anderson versus Flaherty at 32. I like that. Heimer Candelario and Coors at $2,900 for Jose Urania. Sign me up for that one. I think that's a good play for the Candyman in Coors Field for $2,900. Yeah. Shortstop. You got Bogarts at 54. He's hitting everything. Willie Adames, 53. My boy, Bichette's only 5K. So those three, like usual, paying up if you want to, are good plays. Now, if you want to save and get some Coors, outfield shortstop eligible, Chris Taylor going up against Matt Bum at 35. Orlando Arcia went deep, had a walk-off single on Thursday night. He's only $2,800 for Nick Martinez. That's a great play. If you just want to save money, just he's been doing everything for him. So I don't mind that with Arcia either. Some nice, couple little discounted plays at shortstop. Heading to the outfield, you got Acuna at 62, sure, but Ohtani 61, Trout 6K, obviously great. Betts great. Like, I'm just, this is all Captain Obvious. You got Bryant and Coors at 53. Now you got Taylor Ward at 52. He might get overlooked with the guys priced ahead of him, so that is very much intriguing. Christian Yelich at 49, I like as well. Going down though, there's a gap for me on this slate. Below 4K, Dalton Varsho at 38. Could be a play. He's starting to heat up already, hitting fourth or fifth for the Jays the last few games. I mentioned Chris Taylor at 35. I like that discount. You got Brian Anderson at 3K. I like that as well. Jake McCarthy's $3,200 versus Kershaw. That could be interesting in a tournament. Jesse Winker is Flaherty at 31 is definitely a tournament play, though. I like that a lot. Lane Thomas, he's leading off for Washington at 31. So the Nats are cheap on this slate. Keep that in mind. If you want to stick to your high-priced pitching, the Nats are affordable. Going down below 3K now, Jordan Walker, 27 versus Woodruff. That's a great GPP play because Jordan Walker hit his first home run. I've been talking about it. He's one of the top like 10 in barrels and hard hit rate so far this season, so keep him in mind. Garrett Mitchell had a walk-off home run the other day. He's $2,600 versus Flaherty. Call of Washington, he's been in the second and third the last few days. He's $2,500 in Coors Field. Keep him in your radar. Joey Weimer is $2,300. That's my boy. We all know that. So he's another one to watch, but yeah, check the lineups. There'll be a little bit of discount. The better slate for overall options in pitching and hitting is the early slate, but we will definitely get our looks in the evenings because that's what we do. It's Friday, folks. It's Friday. So we have six games starting around 3:05 p.m. Eastern, 12:05 p.m. Pacific time, and then we got five games later on in the evening, 7:20 Eastern, 4:20 Pacific time. So let's have some fun heading into the weekend. You got the Masters. I'm a big golf fan. Great to watch the Masters. You got Easter weekend. If you got friends and family or whatever you're doing, have fun. Stay safe with that. But more importantly, enjoy some baseball, folks. We are getting going, ramping up, enjoying the long ball. It's offensive galore out there. So you can check me out on Twitter at BDentrick, BDENTREK. The podcast, Quick Hits, always pressing DFS, Bubba in the Bloom, Bench with Bubba, First Pitch Podcast. Rate and review them all. That'd be great. If you watch on YouTube, thumbs up, subscribe. Then written content, Baseball HQ, Fantasy Pros, and Gaining the Edge Fantasy on Patreon, patreon.com/GTE Fantasy. Some great stuff coming up there, so be on the lookout. But again, enjoy your weekend, everybody. I'll be back with you guys on Monday. But for now, this is your Friday, April 7th edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Catch you guys later.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.